Welcome to Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection. This is the place where Black is the main character, where we don't jump through hoops just to hear our voice and can fall in love with illuminating documentaries like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey.
I'm just a hard worker that's trying to survive.
Enjoy the animated series, The Second Best Hospital in the Galaxy.
All doctors report immediately!
Where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction.
Welcome home, baby!
Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love.
I want my music to unify people.
And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop.
This is the cleanest police car I've ever been in my life.
And BMF.
You're about to take over the whole nation.
Explore Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection and enjoy old school greats and new school hits. Prime Video. Find your happy place. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hey guys, welcome back to the B-List. I'm B, and today I have a special guest. It's his first time here. Here's the mic. And his name is Bryce Sanders. He is the Housewives correspondent. I don't know the official title, but that's what it like says on all of the social accounts. What is like your official title? It's at internet, it's Entertainment Tonight.
Yes, Entertainment Tonight. Yeah. I am a supervising producer at Entertainment Tonight.
Okay, yeah. But basically a Housewives
of a title. Yeah.
Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, we've never actually spoken, but I think we've followed each other for like years. You know how like
these
go, but you're kind of in each other's sphere. But God, there's so much to talk about. I mean, I know that you were at BravoCon. I don't even think I saw you there, right? Did I?
We didn't run into each other. I was like in a press room bunker for most of the weekend. I was on the floor for maybe 20 minutes in total.
Yeah, I, you know, I actually like Bravo sent me a pass and then I ended up going to I didn't go Friday. Did I? No, I didn't go at all Friday. And then Saturday I went and I think it was probably like totally there for like a total of like 3 hours, maybe 3.5 hours. I can't do like large, Yeah.
It was a lot of people, a lot of lines from what I saw, but yeah, it was, people seemed to have a good time. I had a good time.
What's crazy is that like I was walking around and I don't know if this happened, it probably happens to you because you're like always interviewing people and stuff, but people were like running up to me like as if I was on a show. It's like I forget that, like sometimes I forget like writing stuff online, I forget that anyone's actually looking at something. I feel like I'm just kind of throwing spaghetti at a wall. Like some people, like I always talk about it as like I feel like some people have therapists. I don't really, because like I run out of stuff to talk about with a therapist, but online I can just like write whatever. And I forget that people actually like read it because I just like do it and then sign off. You know what I mean?
No, it was so strange to be like stopped for selfies by people. Yeah.
It was like specifically whenever I would go to the food court and like when we would run up with like chicken fingers and wine and they were like drinking at like noon with like Sauvignon Blanc and chicken fingers. And I was like, the chicken fingers stay in the photo.
I mean, what a dream.
Yeah. No, everyone was like so sweet. Honestly, like the nicest people. It's just really fun to like kind of be in a space where like everyone is there for like one common. I mean, I'm sure you also kind of have like your own opinions on it, but like just being online, I think that like sometimes Housewives culture, or I guess Bravo, I guess reality TV culture, I guess maybe specifically Bravo sometimes can have like kind of a toxic online community. Can be.
Yes.
I'm not saying everybody, obviously, but
there's some loud individuals. And so that can take over the conversation. So no, it was nice to see that it can also be positive, and there can be a sense
of
community. It's not so much about fighting and being tearing people down.
It's a lot like politics, where like the loudest people are sometimes online, and you kind of have a false idea that like that's kind of the majority when there's actually people. Yeah. So, I mean, do you have like an opinion on like what, because obviously like different locales have different types of fan bases, right? Like,
yeah, Beverly Hills has the most intense.
I'll use
the word intense fandom. And that like really started with Lisa Vanderpump. Mm-hmm. And kind of when Puppygate happened, I feel like it hit its high, its peak, and it's kind of stayed there ever since, where people get very invested, very strong opinions. I feel like Jersey is probably like next to Beverly Hills, and having this very intense, people are very mean to them. But like OC, I feel like people are, other than saying it's trash, people are like even keel about that show.
Atlanta
can be intense too.
Atlanta for sure, because people have been watching it for so long. I feel like New York probably has the most agreeable fan base, but I think it's generally people that are like, you find a lot of like writers or people kind of already working in the media field or something, because obviously it's like top tier. But we're going to get into that show specifically in a few. No, it's just funny to see all those things like up close. Yeah. Speaking of seeing those things up close, like I think the one thing I remembered from the thing that stuck out the most was hearing that like Lisa Rinna got booed walking on stage. Audibly booed. It was like the first day, I think, right?
It was the first day and like the first big panel of the weekend. And she walked out and got booed. Apparently Erica grabbed her backstage and like had a premonition that it was going to happen and was like, be prepared, you're going to walk out there, people are going to boo you. And it came true.
She took it like a champ, though.
She said it's the first time in her 30 years of being in the business to be booed, and she kind of, it seemed to almost energize her or give her fuel for the rest of the weekend.
Do you know Ira Madison?
I do know Ira Madison.
He's so funny. He said her walking out on stage and flicking everyone off and being energized by it, it's like she's kind of like the Stone Cold Steve Austin.
She compared it to being a wrestler. She was like, it's like I'm in the WWE, though I think she said it's like I'm ME, which is like a talent agency, which then only made me laugh more because I'm like, Lisa in a full circle, bring it back to working the hustle, WME. Yeah.
Do you think she's the toughest housewife?
That's a good question. Mm-hmm. I don't know if she's the toughest.
She's kind of like Teflon. I mean, she's been doing this for a while.
She can.
A lot of people don't like her. And especially it's like, and it's not just like fans that don't really know you. Like
I do think
like
she's
a good half of the cast don't like her at any given time.
She's probably the most equipped dealing with hatred and mean comments. Like it does not seem to faze her. If anything, she kind of doubles down on whatever she's doing that is eliciting that response from the viewership. Mm-hmm. Her stories today are full of clapbacks to Kathy Hilton's TMZ interview. And maybe she is.
I would probably say Bethany, because even to this day she doesn't even engage.
No, and
she's in her own world.
And they both have a weird way of like having fun with the hate.
Yeah.
Like they don't necessarily engage in it, but they do address it in their own.
Yeah, for sure.
Individual ways.
Switching gears. So Entertainment Tonight, how long have you been there?
7 years this summer.
Oh, wow. Okay. Do you have like a favorite person that you've ever interviewed there?
Oh, I mean, it's a lot of Bravo. Mm-hmm. It's like been very like it was Andy Cohen is a very cool person to talk to, and he's opened a lot of doors for a lot of people.
Pretty tight-lipped though. He always knows what he knows what he you're going to ask him before.
He knows the line he can walk and what to say. And people mm-hmm. always call out he has like these catchphrases he uses.
Stay tuned. Of,
okay, listen, here's the thing that are in every interview.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
he gives you just enough
to,
you know, incite a response from the very rabid fans. RuPaul, it was a cool person to sit down with. Every time I'm asked, I like forget who I've spoken to, think of somebody after, to a lot of very cool people.
Worst person, you don't have to name them, but
I'm sure you
have some.
I've told this before. My first the time interviewing Kenya Moore, she was not was not into it, but not ever like, but I've done multiple interviews with her since and she's been great. So it was like,
she's a weird one. I hear like the same thing where it's people meet her once and it's one thing.
I think she's like oddly shy and kind of introverted and it wasn't what I expected. And it was like when she was with that guy who like busted into her house, it was like that era when I first met her. Yeah. So she was going through a lot, but it's also why I don't love when people are being like, the meanest celebrities I've ever met. And it's like, you had one short interaction with them.
Yeah.
Maybe it was a bad day. It's like, you cannot judge someone off one interaction.
For sure. She kind of goes hot and cold, I think a lot, just in general on the show too. So
it's kind of. She's But now I had a great interview with her at BravoCon. So.
Did you host, you hosted a panel, right?
Yeah, I did Housewife to Housewife with
who was that?
It was Adriana from Miami, Ashley Darby, Garcelle, Caroline Manzo, Marlo Hampton, and Gina Kirschenhider.
Wow. Literally on the same panel, one of the most underrated housewives of all time, Ashley Darby. One of the most overrated, not even overrated, I'm sorry. Like, I just don't even understand why she still is, but that's a whole other thing, is Gina Kirschenhider.
I love all of them. I think everybody is on their shows for a reason.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Gina, I thought, looked great.
Looks great.
She's, I feel like she's really evolved. She even posted.
Very tan.
Yes. She even posted of like, it took me a long time to figure out my like style journey. And what you saw in the early seasons was an outward expression of what was happening inside.
Yeah. No, that's true. It's very much so. Like in yoga pants, like sitting on the floor with an empty new house with like.
With tracks showing and
with the broken.
Like a matted piece of hair. Like she wasn't in a good space when we met her. And now she seems like she is.
DUI, all of that. So today, right before I got on here, Jin Shah, for some reason, is like, have you seen her social?
Like the Malala quote?
Yeah, the Malala quote. I'm going to butcher her last name, but it's Yousafzai.
Malala Yousafzai, yeah.
Using a Malala quote to kind of like reference her wire fraud case, which she just herself like professed her guilt and like she pleaded guilty in it for scamming millions out of elderly. And it's like so out of whack. And then also like put the hashtag equality and hashtag POC. And I'm like, this is so nuts.
Well, to me, as a like a journalist and someone who wants to interview her about all this, she said, I have a lot to say and there's like a lot of lies told about me and I would love to know what there is to say, what she thinks the lies are. You know, she was reportedly telling people when she popped up at BravoCon that she's not going to jail. I don't know if she actually said that.
Well, she was like uninvited, but that's what the word on the street is, right? That because I think
So she was in like the initial release and then that came out the day she changed her plea. Like they announced the talent lineup the same day and then she was taken off. So I don't know how it all worked. Like she may be telling the truth when she's saying she was paid to be there, like get whatever her fee was or whatever. And she was just not included in the actual activities.
Yeah.
But again, more questions to ask Jin Shah.
So many questions. I don't know that I care anymore, honestly. It's dragged out so far. And like once the
I just
plea came in.
I want to know what changed for her because we're watching a season right now where she's continuing to maintain that she's her innocent. Yeah. And the plea change came at the end of filming, I think technically after filming, like they got cameras back up to capture that New York trip. Mm-hmm. So I want to know if like what evidence made it impossible to fight the case. I want to know all the ins and outs of that decision. I don't know if we'll ever get those answers. We need to sit down sooner rather than later, Jen, because
we're going to have to decipher this Malala quote. Like it's a Taylor Swift, like a clue or something for an out, like, you know, it's,
I need to pull it up.
Until then. Yeah. It's nuts. You guys, it is. Hashtag POC for me. That's what, like, I lost it. I was like, this is not real.
The quote, she's okay. It's the whole thing is kind of like checks a lot of boxes for me. Yeah. In the weirdest way. The location tag she has added is mind your business.
I can't.
And then the quote itself is, I raise up my voice, not so that I can shout, but so that those without a voice can be heard. We cannot all succeed when half of us are held back. And then her caption is, you will not take my voice, in all caps. I have a lot to say, lies to correct, and people to put in their place. Hashtag coming soon. Hashtag Bravo TV. Hashtag ROHSLC. Hashtag equality. Hashtag POC. I would love to know.
Yeah, I'd love to know lies. What's going on. Yeah. Well, I guess when you find out, let us know. What is going to happen with that show, I wonder, because it's like, you know, we're down to like just really five. What do we have? I'm can't count right now. Yeah, five women.
One of them
is Jen. She's going in and out. Yeah, one of them is Jen. And so she's, I don't think, coming back. I think it's safe to say she won't be returning, regardless if that's a Bravo choice or if it's the court's choice.
I mean, I think I'm interested to see what her sentencing is, if, because it could,
yeah,
who knows what'll happen.
Yeah, who knows?
But yeah, I do think they're in a
precarious
four...
place.
The other four are really carrying the season so far. When you think about what's unfolded, Jen hasn't been so much in the mix of what's going on. And I know like we're going to get our three newbies more involved as the season continues, or two and a half newbies, because one is Angie Harrington / the Sarah Paulson lookalike we met last year.
Yeah.
So she starts, I think, in the next episode. And then Angie Kay, who we met in the first episode, comes back. And then this woman, Dana, comes in, and she's the one in the trailer who, like,
the one on Twitter and Instagram.
And yes, like, yeah, who's very much, very vocal very against vocal. Risha. Yeah. Who knows with those three? And then maybe a Mary Cosby would be willing to come back with Jenny and Jen out of
we need
the picture.
Her. Let's be real.
I just need a Ring camera live feed in a corner of her house.
Of her closet. Of the closet.
Fed to the internet every day. Like I would watch that woman just wander that house.
Big Brother, that would be the show I would want to see her.
She'd try to escape. I feel like she would try to escape. It'd be the one.
She would. She'd like scale a wall when everyone's sleeping. she ended up in like the, what is it, the MGM lot or whatever the fuck it is, it's Paramount, whatever,
it's the Radford lot in Studio City.
Okay. Okay, yeah, I don't know. Let's make that happen. But Real Housewives of New York, though, like I have a lot of thoughts about this, because I personally am very excited about this. They actually have been listening to me, because I've been talking about this for the past probably like 3 or 4 years, ever since like Carol started to kind of dip out and Bethany wasn't there. Bethany was kind of in and out because of the Dennis stuff. And I was like, you know what? We really do need like a full refreshed cast, because as much as I love all the old people, like the stories have all been told, we're not getting anything new. I live in New York. I'm a New Yorker. It's so frustrating to only see like a 10 block radius of New York when there is so much more.
And their lives had become so much about meta. The show that they didn't have much to show on the show, because all they did was the show.
Let's talk about the cabaret with the fans come to the show to watch, to film the show, to talk about the show. That the show,
like, if you like... go back to the early seasons, it's like you got Ramona running 7 businesses.
Yeah.
You've got, you know, Luann dealing with it. There was actual life happening in those early seasons that didn't exist in the final few seasons of that cast.
And I think specifically when people talk about that last season, I don't even remember what number it is, but people talk about it like
13. Unlucky 13.
Okay, yeah, unlucky 13. So they talk about it in terms of like the world got so small because of talking about it in terms of COVID. But I think that their world got like really small years before that, because
I think they ran out of
people on. They don't have kids in the house.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only thing that they would really do is just kind of turn on and get drunk.
Right.
And which is fun.
But then you have Luann not drinking.
Yeah.
You have Sonia drinking for two people, and it's just not fun to watch at that
point. Yeah. But that's not to say like anything negative about the people actually on the show. Like I love Leah.
No.
I love Dorinda. Like those people are great.
Well, I'm excited to see Leah on Ultimate Girls Trip, which looks like redemption for season 13, the unfair review she got on that season. I'm excited to see Luann and Sonia do live out their Schitt's Creek simple life fantasy.
Yes. Yeah.
And I'm interested to see what happens with Legacy. And I do think the time off has created new conversations for some of them. We've got this Jill and Dorinda feud. We've got Ramona saying she doesn't want to be a part of the loser show. But I think if the offer and the money is right, she's going to show up. And
she's going to show up. Yeah. So with the new cast, though, they were introduced at BravoCon. I didn't go to Watch What Happens That Live because Watch What Happens Live that night, because at a certain point, I just tap out and I'm like, I can't.
It's a long, they were filming until like midnight, those shows.
I can't, no. And that many drunk women.
Yeah, it's, you know, that's a space for them to have their moment and
for sure.
Fly close to the sun. I was very excited by the cast. It was,
absolutely. It's amazing.
Seems like a good mix of people. It seems like people who actually are involved in lives that have stuff going on. I'm interested to see the generational divide that plays out, because Jenna Lyons
is a bit older.
She's like a decade older than the next oldest person on the cast, but she also seems like she has the youngest, coolest energy of the group. So
I feel like she's going to be a little chaotic. I feel like she kind of like on the surface, just from what we know of Jenna Lyons, you know what I mean? But I think that probably inside of Jenna Lyons' home is probably pretty chaotic. I think sometimes the people who seem to have it the most together. But she also seems like in the social media aspects of like the announcement, whenever you would see her in the photo shoots and stuff like that, and doing the walking with the group, I could see her rolling her eyes a lot.
Right.
And like looking exasperated and just like, I wonder how into it she's going to be.
I think drunk drawn a photo where she was, it looked like she was hiding the ass. The rest of them were holding them out, and she was like hiding hers behind her. Like, I'm not taking part in this thing.
I wonder if she's kind of like, from a branding perspective, how into it she is. You know, just, she seems like someone who would not. And I think that's kind of what it kind of seems.
Which is great.
Like, great. That, yeah, for sure.
It's also someone who's Saida Silva, who's on the show, who's been like a
amazing
influencer forever. Her husband refuses to be a part of her social media, anything. She's always
which
covering
was
his
my
face.
First question.
And I'm like, what are we
going to be
get?
On the show?
What's that's exciting for the people who follow her, and exciting to me as someone who didn't really pay attention to her before, of like, and how does this work?
And I've genuinely been following her for years. She's an amazing, you guys should follow her. She's Scout the City on Instagram, but she's huge social media presence, and like her husband's, we've never seen his face. And it makes me a little nervous, because I'm like, he clearly just like doesn't want to be in the spotlight. So what will this do to your relationship? But I don't know.
Who knows? And then we've got Lizzie Savetsky, who wasn't there for the announcement, but was like, I believe originally cast on what would have been Dallas's season had it not been canceled. And then picks up and moves back to New York and lands on Real Housewives of New York City.
I wonder if it was to be on.
I would imagine it was part of the conversation.
I talked to Jen Aiden on here once, and she's told me that she literally built her house so that she could get on the show.
Oh my God. I interviewed Bill.
Which I fully BravoCon. Believe.
I was
fully
like,
believe that.
I talking to her husband at BravoCon, I was like, what's the moment with Jen that like you were like, why is this happening? And it wasn't even New Jersey. It was, she did this special that was, which the clips I see on Instagram all the time, it was like a New Money special that I think aired on E.
Oh,
and she filmed the whole thing bragging about their money and their wealth without his knowledge. He goes, I didn't find out about it till it aired on television. And that's the thing she did that annoyed me the most. Nothing on Housewives of New Jersey.
That's commitment. that relationship, the amount of stuff that he's been through because of her. Oh my God. She's another one. She's like an interesting housewife. I think she's also really kind of like parts of it seems because of insecurity, like the way that she talks about wealth and her stuff like that. But then she must be pretty strong to be on this show for this long and be doing it, you know?
She's like the rare combination of wanted it so bad, but is also very good at it.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
It's hard. A lot of people want it. It's a hard balance, but they're not very good at it and they don't last long.
Yeah. So I'm excited for Real Housewives of New York, to have some actual, like, you know, career women like that. Not to say that like stay-at-home moms aren't interesting, right. But it's just like, but to have like a whole new world of New York kind of,
I think, and that was gonna be really, every single one of them has some sort of career path. No one is just a socialite or influencer. Like they're each doing something.
Seeing a lot of actual like negative fervor around the announcement immediately, and but people are saying that this group is boring, and I'm just like, but you literally are looking at a photo of five women on a stage, six women,
right? You've seen seven, there were six of them and they're seven, on the stage, seven on the show. Yeah, you haven't seen
you literally haven't even opened their mouths. Yeah, like how do you even know?
You were all calling for the show to be canceled and rebooted and annoyed with the last season we got.
Never so happy.
There's no pleasing the Bravo fans.
There really isn't. Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Denise has been like,
I think Denise wants back on that show. I think her social media posts are her job application. Like,
it's kind of like a little bit like, please don't do that. It's like watching someone run with scissors. But I love Denise. But
I love her too. Yeah. I think what happened is her second season, she got like whiplash of what was going on. Now, being a year, two years removed, she realizes, oh, I could have navigated that better. I could have figured this out. I would be interested to see what a removed with more knowledge and an OnlyFans account Denise brings to the show.
Especially with maybe like some more confidence that people literally hate Lisa Rinna and it's not just you. Like,
which I mean, might also be.
Sutton was literally a punching bag. And look at Sutton. Right. Sutton goes into every single season like, oh, well, we're going to try it again. And just gets beat the fuck down. Poor woman. Oh my God. But slowly but surely, their side is getting a little bit more solidified. You know what I mean?
Yes. I thought it was really sweet when they stood up at the end of part two and Crystal was like, let's take a shot, the three of us. Like, she was like, this is a thing we're doing, the three of us.
But I'm not really that into Beverly Hills, you know. I watch it, but I'm just like, I don't know.
Wow, you are the exception to the rule. It is the number one housewife show on air
for now. But yeah, I mean, Denise could be interesting to have back. We'll see. I don't know. I mean, do you have any opinions on that? Do you think that would actually happen?
I think they open to it. She's turned down the last offer, which I think is always, they're more, I think they are more, well, I don't know, maybe they're not, because OC, it's fired people are coming back, but maybe on Beverly Hills they'd be more apt to bring somebody who walked away on their own versus a fired person.
And she's an actress, which already puts her leagues beyond, because that's what they're trying to brand the show as, right? It's like actually actresses.
Yeah, it's like they fought it for so long, you know. Lisa Rinna for the first season and they were like, she is an actress, she's too known, we can't have her. But I think at this point they kind of are leaning into that's what the city is. It's hard to not have New York people where someone's not in the entertainment business.
So New York is going to be the influencer city.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to be. I guess that makes sense, right? Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip. Like, I mean, I went to that panel. That's one panel I do remember. I think I only went to I was there for Saturday, Sunday. And like I said, I was only there for like 3.5 hours each time. But like, I feel like that panel was the one that really stuck out in my head because did you catch that?
I did not catch the panel. I mean, I've seen clips of it online.
They were fighting.
They were fighting,
for most of it.
The girls were fighting. It was, I mean, that was like an all-star moment because you had the Bluestone Manor ex-wives club crew and then they brought out the season 3 group.
Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. I was talking about Well, I did see that panel, but I was thinking Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. I went to that panel.
Oh,
but
that the one same they people. Were fighting. It was, yeah, the same people. People. On
it was the same people fighting.
It was the same energy. It was a lot of Whitney versus Heather.
Yeah, yeah. Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip, though, is going to be great. Looks chaotic.
Looks absolutely chaotic. The moment of the trailer for me was bye, Leah, bye, Portia. Bye, Leah. Bye, or Leah, Leah bye, Portia, bye. Leah, bye, Portia, bye.
Yeah, it was giving like Sheree and Marlo and
yes,
Africa.
Yes.
I wonder if they knew that. They had to have known that. Leah is a connoisseur of like pop culture. I think, culture, yeah. So it's
Leah fully, to me, the trailer won outside of Pepsi, the man who I guess was their like concierge. Leah was the star of it and she fully leaned into having moments. Yeah. Like she knew what she was doing. She had that moment. She had the whole I'm not wearing underwear moment.
She's passed out. You guys, it's going to be amazing. I don't even know if the trailer is out like on the internet, is it?
No, it's if you go to Gibson John's Twitter at Gibsonoma, he posted a recording of it. And Andy told me it puts Ex-Wives Club to shame. Like if you thought Bluestone Manor was wild, get ready for
because these women are younger.
They are younger and you have it's like a full crew of chefs. You've got Candace and Giselle, you've got Marisol.
You've got people that are
Alexia.
Fighting currently.
You've got those two are fighting, Heather. Fight and then Leah was supposed to have Tinsley and then she gets stuck with Portia who she apparently didn't get along with. So
do you know any intel about why Tinsley did not go?
I don't. Okay. People thought, you know, like there was a lot of rumors bubbling that she was gonna be on Legacy and they're gonna start filming. I think she is still very, if I had to guess, like heartbroken and doesn't want to deal with the Scott stuff on a platform.
Yeah. Yeah, and have to talk about it. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, so going from like that panel to like this next one that I'm going to talk about was pretty from like low to high or high to low because it was like high energy. And then it was the Real Housewives of the OC panel. And I feel like after sitting through the panel, guys, I was like, and I'm not even like an OC fan. I went because I was with someone that really wanted to see that panel. So I was like, fine. So lackluster. I don't think they have anything. I'm worried for them.
Well, I think it's hard to do a panel when there's a season that's in production. Currently. So in the 2019 BravoCon, I hosted the Beverly Hills panel and they were in the middle of filming the season with Denise. And they hadn't gone to Europe yet. So all the stuff hadn't come out yet. And they did not know how to talk about the show.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I would imagine that's kind of happening in OC. Apparently also the new girl is like the real story driver next to Tamra this season. And she wasn't there.
Yeah.
I think they probably should have like announced her and brought her out and like,
yeah, maybe didn't have done that. What if you're announcing everybody else? Why not?
Right.
And also it just feels like I still have like a sour taste in my mouth that like Taylor's going to be there, but not fully there.
But I think that's partially her choice.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I think she shared so much of her home life on Beverly Hills. And she's just like, I'll do the girlfriend scenes, but I don't want to have to talk about my life.
That makes sense. Yeah. We love Taylor though.
BravoCon was the first time I had met her and she was having the time of her life.
Yeah. Wait, do you have any backstage crazy stories of anyone you ran into? I mean, I saw people pretty sauced.
People were
pretty sauced
were
on stage.
They were all weekend. I won't name names, but one housewife was like, walked over to me and was like, I will do the interview. I need hair of the dog first. So I'm waiting for a drink to arrive in the press room and then I will walk and talk to you. I will throw up if I don't get it.
That's amazing.
So yeah, and there were Brandy Glanville was, she herself said she was like hungover for days from the first night of drinking.
Oh my God, that's amazing. I want to talk to you about some other things, infighting between casts and all that stuff. There was also some like backstage stuff, something that happened that weekend that like wasn't even actually at BravoCon. Jennifer Aiden getting into a fight with Joe Gorga,
that whole
all kinds of crazy shit. I want to talk about Heather Dubrow. We have some news about her. Some stuff that I actually called that. I was like, I knew, but we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about it on the B side, which is the bonus episode, guys. You can go there to patreon.com/theBList to subscribe there and get the bonus episode, this one and all past ones. Bryce, do you want to tell the people where to follow you on social or anything you've got kind of coming up? You have tons. If you look at his Instagram, it is fully BravoCon.
Yeah, I did a BravoCon content dump. I think I did something like 90 interviews over the weekend, and like 50 some odd of them live as a clip on my Instagram, which is at Bryce Sander. It's that everywhere. I don't have anything to plug coming up because I interviewed everyone and their mother and their brother literally at BravoCon.
You're not writing a book like everyone else?
No.
Everyone else has a book when they come on here. I'm glad. I mean, I can't imagine how you did it because I was losing my voice and I didn't even interview anybody. I was supposed to do a panel and I don't even know how that would have worked out.
Because I
would have
realized on Friday night, I went to the Watch What Happens Live, the Legends Ball taping, and they were like having the crowd cheer. And I like had one moment where I started to cheer and I was like, I gotta save this. Yeah. I gotta talk.
Eight hours.
And it's, I don't know, I was on like some sort of weird self-imposed vocal rest.
Yeah. Well, I'll watch that now be like a huge super spreader event, I'm sure. Who knows? Everything is though at this point, right?
Everything is. We live in a super spreader
event. Yeah, super spreader world. You guys follow us to the B side and we'll see you over there. Bye.
This is the place where Black is the main character, where we dive into something new like the latest season of Vim, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction. Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love. And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop and BMF. Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old-school greats and new-school hits. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.